الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. وقال تعالى: فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله. In the lives of the people of the past, especially of the pious, there are great lessons for us to learn. And also, how their lives had passed, what the consequences were. There were great, great lessons for us to learn. As we had discussed about Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi, Rahmatullah Ali, just by one negative thought of his, what ordeals he had to go through. And then we explained about Barsisa, was also an extremely pious person, but just not observing the laws of Parda, where finally he lost his Iman and died without Iman also. So how severe and how dangerous this is. Similarly, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala explains the instance of Bal'am ibn Bawr, that what his condition was. In the 9th Supara, Allah Ta'ala before this verse explains that how Allah Ta'ala had took the promise from mankind, Alastu bi Rabbikum, that we will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And after that, Allah Ta'ala had explained about the Jews that had come to Saudia, what we call today Saudia, Hijaz. And they had settled in Medina Sharif approximately 300 years before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. Because they knew that the final Nabi will be coming here to Yathrib, that was the name of Medina Sharif at that time. And they had settled there with their families, and in great anticipation they were waiting for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even in Makkah they were, in Medina Sharif also. And but finally, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came, and the proof that he was the true Nabi and the promised Nabi and whom they were waiting was clear to them, but just because he was not from the Bani Israel, he was from the Arabs, they, on that basis of jealousy, they refused to accept him. And then what their condition also became. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains about this instance of person, Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. He was from Bani Israel, from the progeny of the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was in Kan'an, and that was, he was a Shami, a Syrian, in Kan'an, not far from Baytul Muqaddas. So he was from the people whom Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that Allah had given preference to them over the other people. Or to the people of their time, they were the chosen people. That we had given them preference over the others. So he was by birth and by ancestry, he was a very pious person. The place he lived in, Alladhi Barakna Hawlahu. Very blessed place, all those places. And he was very, very pious, very righteous, very famous also, and with a lot of respect, and he had great following also. Also very, very pious. So when after Fir'aun was destroyed by Allah Ta'ala, that was the time that he lived in after that. So then Allah Ta'ala had commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to go and fight against and to expel the Jabbarin, one nation, from their place. Because of their disobedience, Allah Ta'ala had commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun has been destroyed. Now these people here, you must go and attack them also and expel them from their place. So Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. That recite to them, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, explain to the people, that is the ummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did that, And we, the ulama, have to our duty, the ummah, that we also have to explain this, and we ourselves, first and foremost, must take lesson. And this is very frightening, that how a person, no matter how great he can be, he was a very great pious person, and a very great alim also. As Allah Ta'ala says, that الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا, we had given him knowledge from our side, ayat from our side. He had learned many kitabs and he had great, great knowledge. He was a great alim and he was a very pious person. Very, his reputation was very great. He had a great following also. In every way Allah had blessed him. But when a person falls prey to things which are against the commands of Allah, so how destructive, and that we have to see. And these things usually they start off like small things, but then where they land up, as we will see in his instance also, complete destruction. So the Jabbareen, they came to Bal'am ibn Ba'war and they knew his position. He was mustajab ud-da'wat also. Whatever dua he had made, he should make, it should be accepted. He was really pious, mustajab ud-da'wat also, great reputation also. They said that Musa alayhi salam is coming with his army to come and attack us. Make dua that he does not come. So Bal'am ibn Ba'war said, Musa alayhi salam is Allah's Nabi. And Allah's help is with him. Farishtas are with him. How can I make dua against him? And Allah has commanded him that he has to come. There is no way I can make a dua against him. So they insisted, persisted all the time. He said, no, I can't. It's impossible. Then when they still again, more and more they insisted. And we must know also that the work of the enemies or the agents of shaitan, how they work on a person. Continuously and in various, very subtle, sly ways, cunning ways. And it's not for everyone to recognize it. The safety route is to seek Allah's help. For us to stick firm on Shariat and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where we falter in that, then we have opened the door for Shaitan to come in. So he said, it's impossible, I can't. So when they kept on, so he said, I will make dua to Allah and ask him permission. Ask him if it is permitted for me, if I can make dua against Musa alayhi salam, that he must not come and attack you people. He made his dua. Allah Ta'ala appeared to him in his dream. And Allah prohibited him that no, you can't make dua against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But they still, and this is how the people work, either by flattery, by persisting, by putting fear in you, torture, etc. So they kept on. Then they gave him a very big present with no strings attached. Just a nice big present. And that he didn't want to accept. But he had also a great lesson to learn. His wife told him, accept this present. What's wrong in it? There are no strings attached or anything. They are giving you this present. So, yeah, ulama have written, we must be very careful from even our immediate family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us from our immediate family in many ayats of the Quran, whether it's your wife, your children, whether it is your husband, your daughter, anyone in the family, father or anyone. The greatest relationship, as Allah ta'ala has so said so, sternly to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, innahu laysa min ahlik, that your own son, biological son, Allah declared he is not of your family. And on what basis? Innahu amalun ghayru salih, his amal are not right. Who is your family? Those whose amal are correct, those who aqaid are correct, amal are correct, they are the family. Whether then it is Salman from Persia, or it is Suhaib from Rome, or it is Bilal from Habasha, that they are the family. And whether it is Abu Jahl, or whether it is Abu Lahab, who are biological family, but they are not your family. So that was a great lesson. But anyway, his wife coaxed him and encouraged him to accept it. When he accepted it, now, al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave of ihsan. Somebody does a favor to you, you have to consider that person. If you're an insan and somebody was kind to you, good to you, you consider that person. So then when they kept on insisting, then he made dua for the jabbareen. Or the consequence of this was, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went, he attacked the jabbareen, and he reduced them, they were defeated, disaster became their lot. And he himself, Allahu Akbar, we have to take a great lesson. Allah made it that from the bottom of his mouth, his tongue had come out. And it used to dangle on his chest. And this, the Quran says, yeah. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ His example became like that of a dog. The ulama explained that all of Allah's creation, Allah has made the system that we have to breathe in oxygen and we have to breathe out carbon dioxide. And for this, we don't have to be taught also. We don't have to go to a school where you become a fool. And you don't have to go to college where you forget common sense knowledge also. Hey, where they teach you, you must put a mask on. Now, or any person knows you breathe in. We are breathing in subconsciously. We're not thinking that we are breathing in and out. And we didn't have to learn to go to school and college to learn how to be. And what they teach you there? How to block this oxygen, to put a mask. That in order to save your health, you must kill yourself before the virus or anything. So you must put the mask. So the natural common sense knowledge, that gets discarded. Eh? So they make a fool out of you. You put the mask on. And all the other wrong things they teach you. So anyway, all of Allah's creation, Muslims, non-Muslims, and even plants and insects, plants also breathe in, breathe out. All, naturally, we all do that. So, but the only animal that can't do this naturally is the dog. The dog is always panting. It's fighting for its oxygen all the time. Other animals, other people, you come under some heavy pressure. Then your breathing starts becoming heavy. Or you do some heavy work, then now you have to start breathing heavily in order to get that oxygen and that. But the dog, all the time Allah says, in tahmil alihi yalhath. When it is attacked, it is under pressure, then it's also breathing heavily. O tatrukhu yalhath. And even ordinarily a dog is just, you say, the dog is all the time. So that he became like that. His tongue came out from the bottom of his mouth, dangling on his chest all the time, and that was the punishment that he was given to. And the jabbareen, they were also brought down to destruction. But then he told them, and this is another thing, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make mutala. Our other ulama make so much mutala of our Shaykh's kitab, but we don't get tawfiq. And Hazrat has written beautifully on what Hazrat called that talfiq absar, that when the eyes when turn upside down, that is when a person can't see the truth, and worse, he sees the truth as falsehood. A whole write up on this Hazrat has given, and how sadly, how many of us, Allah make us maaf, but how many people are writing, the emails are coming. That good ulama are also invited by people and they are given VIP treatment. They are taken for hunting trips, fishing trips, to the national parks, etc. Yeah, in Kenya to go and see those the migration of those bucks, those oxen. Yeah. The buffaloes, how their migration, all this VIP treatment, now you are al-insanu abdul ihsan. And then you become the slave of those people. Then you have to sing the tune, you have to tell them things what they like. And people are complaining of good ulama who are getting trapped in this way. And they say, those ulama, you don't see them in the masjid. They have gone for hunting. They have gone for this. They have gone for that trap. So Allah save us from that. So when a person's mind goes upside down, he doesn't have any idea about it. His whole head is gone upside down. And he sees the wrong as right. Now this person, what a pious person. What reputation. Mustajabud da'wat. Engaged in ibadat of Allah all the time. And a great following he had. And from the people of who? Musa alayhi salam. He was of that time. He was like a sahabi of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But when he made the baddua, also when he was making that baddua, then Allah prohibited him. As he was making baddua for Musa alayhi salam, but the word Jabbarin came out. So those people told him also, you making baddua against us? We asking you to make baddua against Musa alayhi salam. He must not come and attack us. He says, I can't help it. That words are just coming out. Yopal's name is coming out. So the du'as were also against them, and then they were destroyed. But then what he told them, now this is how a person, when he goes offline, how much offline he goes. He told them, there's only one way I can tell you and help you now, is take your most beautiful girls, dress them most beautifully, and with all the jewelry, etc. And then set them free amongst the Bani Israel. Against the army of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, these people are out from home for a long time. And they are all, they want the sexual needs they have got. And long they are out from home, when you people, when these girls, and give them this advice, that anyone wants to do anything to you, then don't stop them. Exactly like at Baytul Muqaddas, when the Muslims were going to conquer Baytul Muqaddas. They also, the Christians said, that take all your beautiful girls and put them on their way. And then when they want to touch you anything, don't stop anyone. So one very prominent person of the Bani Israel, he got caught in the trap. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam pleaded with him, explained to him that how can you do this thing here? We are here in jihad. We are fulfilling Allah's command. How can you commit adultery? How can you commit a fornication here? But he did not listen. And he got involved. And then what happened? Allah punished them. Now see from which punishment and from where it came. The punishment was Allah sent a plague. So the plague doesn't come from what is made up in a laboratory. It isn't made up with all those chemicals. It doesn't come from it. It comes from our gunas. Because, and then one day, 70,000 people got martyred, became shaheed in that plague. And not 5-10 people, not in a week, 50 people in our town. Every day there was one janazah, very big issue it became. 70,000 people in one day. Then they realized they made Tawbah. And they took that person and they hung his body for the public to see, that everyone can take a lesson. And all of them turned to Tawbah istighfar. Then Allah's help came to them and they got saved. So all this year, great, great lessons for us to learn. That no matter how pious every person, we have to be very frightened of ourselves. Never take it for granted. The story of Barsisa, never ever. Today, unfortunately, ulama are proving that parda is not for us. And you can speak freely with women. And they are speaking also. And they are doing all the wrong. And who are those ulama who are in deen, who are doing deeny work. And in their institutions, whether it be the schools, whether it be the maktabs and the madrasas, or anywhere else, we feel we have it's full license that we can speak to women folk. This is the starting point. And the end point comes, like with Barsisa, where he died without iman also. That means continuously in the worst punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah says, explain the story of this person, Bal'am ibn Bawr, that who we had given our great knowledge. We had given him So in spite of the fact of having that all that knowledge which Allah Ta'ala gave it, Allah favored that person. And not only he was a very reputable and knowledgeable alim, but he was a very pious sheikh also, and very great following, and people respected and honored him also. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا He, the English word is, he, what was the word? He crept out of it. He went out of that knowledge. The example the ulama give, like a snake when it changes its skin. Then the old skin, it's not worried about that old skin. What happens about that old skin? Like that, he came out of the knowledge which Allah had given him. And he wasn't worried of the knowledge of the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala had given him. Now he was just worried of making that big present he got and his wife. A person falls easily prey to his wife, to his children, for money, for sexual favors. These things are fame and authority. These are things where people just are very, very easily carried away. So he came out of the knowledge. What great knowledge. Allah says himself that we had given him this knowledge. Alladhi aatainahu ayatina. We gave him our knowledge. And he had this great knowledge. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا And he came totally out of it. Like he had nothing to do with that knowledge anymore. Like in our times, I got nothing to do with Quran and with Hadith. Like this, who was that leader of Turkey before? Ataturk. He said, what must I do with a book that teaches you about figs and olives? The Quran said, Watin, Wazaytun. Allah gave him such a disease that there was no remedy for him but in figs, and only relief he could get with that. فَأَتْبَعَهُ شَيْطَانِ And when this happened, Shaitan is fully on the back of that person. Shaitan is fully on you. Now your thinking gets completely warped. You take advice from the wrong people and you take wrong advice. And this year is so dangerous and it happens easily. We know of people just one night, they were hosted by somebody, so they were socializing with the wrong people. They ate the wrong food and the whole outlook of life changed. In that one night, the whole outlook of life changed. So it's very, very dangerous and nobody can save us but Allah. And for that, we have to be humble. We have to beg and cry to Allah. The minute a person thinks, I can go to the wrong people and nothing will happen to me. I won't get influenced by them. That person is gone already. He's not in danger, he's gone already. We cannot. We need Allah's help all the time. Never that I won't get trapped. I know myself. I know the Lord. I won't get trapped. These people are already trapped already. فَأَتْبَعُ شَيْطَانِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ And then he was the among the destroyed people. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا And Allah says, لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا If we wanted to, we should have raised him up. With that knowledge we gave him, that piety we gave him, and it is our desire. And we give knowledge for that reason. And we give piety to raise the status of a person. Not only in dunya, in akhirat also. Dunya also Allah gives izzat, honor, and great position. And akhirat also Allah gives great, great position. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ But when that person himself, أَخْلَدَ, is from the word ikhlad. And that is when a person inclines, when he submits to. And towards what? Ilal ard, to the earth. And the ulama explained here, what is to the earth? The product of the earth. That is everything. Gold comes from the earth. Silver comes from the earth. Our motor cars are made from the earth. All the raw material, whatever the things, are all from the earth. So this whole dunya, with its glitter and glamour, when a person inclines to it, and he goes towards it fully, and that is one, أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ And the other, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى And he follows his passion and his desire. That is another very great danger, which Allah says in another ayat, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ Have you seen that person who made his desires and his passion his God? We are sitting here now If any woman has to come here, all will say, hey, chase her away. Tell her to go. What's wrong? Where she came here? And we will all, our buzurgi and all, some of us will give bayans also, ayats of the Quran, haram for woman to come here. It's not permissible. But when we are alone and a woman comes, then where is Allah? Like that person with the shepherd. And they told him, give us one sheep. So he says that my master, not my sheep, my master. They said, no, you can tell the master, bear came, animal came and attacked it and he took it. He said, fa'ain Allah. Where is Allah? So when we are alone, then where is Allah? So are we atheists that we don't believe in Allah? In public, we are the biggest buzurgs and the biggest alims and the biggest mashayikh. Sheikh khilafe qibla thukta bhi nahi. Our sheikh quotes that the sheikh, in front of all his murid, he doesn't spit in the direction of qibla. Be adabi, how can I spit in the direction? Lekin andhere ujale mein chukta bhi nahi. But when he gets a chance to see some woman, speak to some woman, he doesn't miss that chance also. When there is nobody around, then what is our position? So our nafs, which is with us, all the time, we have to develop our iman that all the time, that ayn Allah, where is Allah? Is Allah sleeping? Is Allah not watching? Doesn't Allah know? We have to develop our iman, otherwise all of us are in great danger. And that iman is required in the qabr. Not just this iman that now in public we big bayans against the badnazri and all that. But wherever we get a chance, then we are also making badnazri. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْقَلْبِ. Allah says his example became that of a dog. His tongue also came out how a dog all the time breathing heavily, and for its breath, for its oxygen, it has to work. The only creation of Allah, the dog, is like that. Allah made him in this dunya like that. And then after that still, he told the Jabbarin how to plan and let the Bani Israel commit zina. And how to send their girls out of the... How wrong can it... When a person's Allah's azab is on you already, still you don't understand. How to what level can a person drop? But this is what happens there. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. That is the example of those people who falsify our ayat. And all these things start with very small things. And we think it's small. Allah says, لَا تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا. Don't take it as small. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. That this parda, my daughter-in-law, it's my daughter-in-law, my daughter, for example, what's wrong? I shake hands with her. I embrace her. But this very thing can lead to total destruction, in a total chaos and destruction in the family. My daughter-in-law, that I make jokes with her, I laugh with her, and all that, or with anyone else that where parda is required, but which parda is not required, my secretary or whoever else it is, that I'm sorting out somebody's problem, marital problems. And there a person is very vulnerable also. And nafs and shaitan will not leave him. And wherever he can get a chance, his evil and his evil nafs will overtake him. And where he was going to sort out his own problem, he has fallen into great problems already. So Allah Ta'ala says, that is the condition of those people who also, that whatever the law, I feel, parda, I know I'm safe, I'm a buzurg. Where I'm going to? My daughter, my daughter-in-law, my granddaughter, no question of it. But, so we know better or Allah knows us better? I know more better than Allah. Allah, you made this laws of parda, but you overdid it. You are too strict. You are making double parda for us. We don't need it. We know our limits. A person who claims that person is a goner. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So explain the story, their instances to the people, so that the people can take a lesson. So from here also, we must take a great, great lesson. Never think that I am safe. No matter who you become, the Shaykh ul Mashayikh, the biggest Shaykh, Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi, who, great, great people, that what happened. And don't think this can happen only to the big people. every person. And shaitan goes to every person according to his condition. And shaitan, either in your actions he'll get you involved, or just your thoughts also. Like he'll make you an alim, for example, carry on and do great work of deen, but he'll just add pride in there. And doing it for name and fame, that you're a very big, you do so much work. And for name and fame, people must praise you. You just want praises all the time. So you do all your work, it has no effect also. Because it's done with pride, you are doing it for name and fame, so it doesn't affect anyone's heart also. And you're doing it all, and no, not sawab, you are going in azab. The more you are doing, the more in azab you are going. From there, we can see how important our islah is. And islah is not just the ritual, getting bayat and coming khanqah, but making one's islah. Making one zikr regularly. Namaz is a great form of islah. How many of us are making our namaz? We can say we're not making namaz. When we're not making it properly, namaz is a meeting with Allah. How many are meeting Allah Ta'ala? If I've got a meeting with somebody and I'm not present, I'm with my cell phone. I'm thinking all other things. I'm not thinking what I'm talking there. That person looks at me, what's wrong with this person? I'm talking big deal. The biggest deal is namaz. And yeah, Allah is talking the greatest. And we're not interested in Allah. Not that Allah, that we're not speaking to, like Allah is not existing in our namaz. Namaz was aqimi salata li dhikri, solely to remember Allah. And we don't remember Allah in the least, but not one but we remember Allah from the beginning to the end of namaz. What kind of namaz are we making? So the islah is that we correct. Quran Sharif is a great, great means of our islah. But and that is also when we will read Quran, repeat over and over, we read, then the meanings of the Quran start. Even if we don't know the meaning, the teachings of the Quran will start coming out and it will dawn upon us. And the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the sohbat of the righteous and the pious. Yeah, also shaitan puts in our mind, now there are no more righteous and pious people. They all have passed away. Now it's only the scum, the dirt that left behind. But when Allah gave command, be with the pious, Allah will make sure the pious are there. It's for us to look for them and stay in their company and benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.